Okay, we're on Nun Beis on the Beis, the bottom. We'll go back a little bit and start. Elom Rabbaya, the case we're talking about is Hachamai Askinik, you on the Omer La Hiskachili B'maimer Yavam. After the Chalitza, he said to her, be miskadish to me with Maimer Yavamim. So Rebbe Sover Maimer Ili Zika Karami. Va'asei Chalitza Afkata V'Zika. Rebbe holds that it doesn't have any effect. Because since the chalitza takes away the zika, and mimer is only a strengthening to zika, where there's no zika, there can't be mimer. So it's meaningless. So once the chalitza takes away the zika, the mimer is irrelevant. For ase chalitza afkati lezika. For rabbanon sa'avrei haylechu dekoy v'haylechu dekoy. The rabbanon hold no, it's two separate things. The zika is one thing. The mimer is a separate takana the rabbanon made. Not necessarily as a strengthening of the Zika, but as a separate thing. It's a halacha of Kiddushin by a Yavama. Meikara ilu omar lo hiskachli b'maimer yavavim mimla mahani. Hashalom yahani, just like in the beginning, had he said, hiskachli b'maimer yavavim, it would have helped. The fact that the Zika is taken away doesn't affect this halacha of maimer. Rava omar, ida omar lo b'maimer yavavim kuleyam lo pligi de mahani. Rava holds no. Everybody holds that mimer is a separate thing. It's not necessarily strengthening of the zika. And if he said beferish, hiskachli b'mimer yavamim, it would help. It would have an effect. V'hocha ma'eskin going to omer lo hiskachli b'zikas yavamim. He didn't say mimer. He said b'niskadish me with the zika. Right? He used the lashon of zika to phrase this kedushin. He gave her kesef and he said, "Hare at miskudeshes li bezikas yivam." So Rebbe Sovar yezika. Rebbe holds that there is zika is a factor, and that what's it called? And therefore, va'asai chalitza afkati lezika. Therefore, the chalitza took away the zika. So there's no more zika. So Mela, you can't be Makadish b'zikas yavamin after the chalitza. For Rabbanan Sabri ain't zika. The Rabbanan hold that in any case the zika is not strong enough to really have an effect, right? And like in the cases we had before, whether you're usher to achoz zikukaso or not, the zika makes a relationship or not. The Rabbanan hold the zika can't do that. So if lechatchila mikara ilu omer lo hiskachli bezikas yavamim milo mahani, but still if he had said I'm mekadesh you bezikas yavamim before the chalitza, surely would have helped. So now nothing changed because originally also the zika wasn't that strong. Yet it helps. So even after the chalitza, the fact that there's no real zika doesn't take away the fact that this is considered maimer. Mila mahani, hashtalami mahani. Therefore, it helps even after the chalitza. That's the machlokas Rebbe and the Rabbanan, right? Whether you said, this is the way Rava learns, that you said, hiskachili bezikas yavamim. According to Rebbe, it has no effect after the chalitza because there's no more zika. According to Rabbanan, it never was a real relevant zika. And still, if before the chalitza it helps after the chalitza too. Rashi. Okay, there were no Rashi there. Yezika, hide the toughest mimer bi'alma b'chi lishna mishum the yezika. Rebbe holds the reason that mimer, if it's phrased with the zikas yavamim, helps because there is such a thing called zika. V'hashta asai chalitzosa b'afkata, and therefore the chalitza came and took away the zika. V'lekalamimahachi, therefore the lashon now after chalitza is meaningless. And the Rabbanan hold, no, ain't Zika, ain't koach l'zika. Zika isn't really a relevant factor. V'afilu hachi, me'ikara havi maimer. Still, if you would have said it before the chalitza, it would have affected a maimer. So therefore, there's nothing different between before the chalitza and after. It affects maimer also. And therefore, what's it called? Yesh maimer achar chalitza, according to the Rabbanan. Rav Shravya Omar, right in the Gemara, b'chalitza k'sheira, ida omer lo hiskachli b'zikas yavamin, kuli am lo pligid lo mahani. Now, everybody agrees that if it would be a real chalitza, a chalitza k'sheira, that he did, after that, there's no zikas yavamin. Everybody either holds yeh zika, or even if ain't Zika, Lamaisa, you can't say anything about Zika after the Chalitza. Chalitza Kshera takes away the Zika completely. V'horcha b'chalitza psula k'mifugay. It's talking where he gave her a chalitza psula. Right, a chalitza that was after a get. There was a get, then there was chalitza, so the chalitza is a chalitza psula. Doesn't, permit him now or anybody to do anything. It's a chalitza psula. Other brothers have to give her chalitza too. Whatever the halach is chalitza psula, it's not a full chalitza. That's why Mar Sover chalitza psula poteris. That a chalitza psula also takes away completely the zika. Mar Sover chalitza psula ain't a poteris. Mamela, there's still an idea of zika, and therefore, what's it called? You could say zika shivamin. But by a chalitza ksheira, everybody would agree the zika is taken away, and you can't say any more zika shivamin. Rashi, Rav Shravya Omar, Ida Omar lo bezika shivamin, kule amalo pligid lo mahami. Ye zika, v'asai chalitza afkati. Everybody holds ye zika. And the nail of the chalitza takes away the zika, and saying zika shivamin won't help anymore. V'hocha b'chalitza psula, kigon shecholetz achar aget, k'mifl gate. He gave a get first and then chalitza. The chalitza is a chalitza psula. Rabbon and Savre lo afkati shater, v'yesh achare haklum. Right, the Rabbanan hold that chalitza psula doesn't take away completely the zika. So now saying zika shivamim has an effect, and Rebbe holds that what's it called does take away the zika completely, and therefore there's no more zika shivamim, and therefore you can't that lashon doesn't affect anything. Rav Ashi Omar, the kule alma chalitza psula ina poteris. Everybody holds the chalitza psula doesn't take away the zika, and if he said zika shivamim, according to everybody, it would have an effect. The hocha b'yesh tnai the chalitza k'mifugay. They're arguing about a chalitza that was given on condition, and the condition wasn't fulfilled. Mar sover yesh tnai the chalitza. One holds that a tnoyim can affect the chalitza, and just like you can marry somebody on condition, right? You give somebody money and say hariyam kudeshesli amanasha titin li mosaim zuz. You're married to me on the condition you give me 200 zoos. So if she gives him 200 zoos, she's married. And if she doesn't, the marriage doesn't take effect. So too, if you gave a woman chalitza, and you said that, you went through the chalitza, and you made a condition that it's only going to be effective if you give me $200. And she didn't give him the $200. It's a machlokas. One man the omer holds, a tnai can affect chalitza like anything else. And if you didn't give the $200, the chalitza is not effective. It was made on condition. The condition wasn't fulfilled. The other man, the Omer, holds ain't tnai b'chalitza. Tnoyim can't. Tnai has to be like b'nei God and Reuven, where you could make a shliach to do what you're doing. So since you could do it through a shliach, and a tnai could also break it up. But if something can't be done through a shliach, you must do it. Then the effect is so strong that even a tnai can't break it. Since it can't be delegated to somebody else, has to be done by you, a tnai won't affect it. Therefore, even if you made a tnai and the tnai wasn't fulfilled, it's still effective, right? Because the tnai is bottle and the maisa is kai. Mar sover yesh tnai b'chalitza. So if I made a chalitza al tnai and it was she wasn't mekayim the tnai, it's not a chalitza. Memela, there's still a zika. Mar sover, and the other one holds that's what the chachamim hold, and Rebbe holds ain't tnai b'chalitza. There's no such thing as a tnai by chalitza, and therefore, even if the chalitza was done al tnai and the tnai wasn't mekuyim, the chalitza is still effective. The mele is no more zika. So if you said zika shivamim, it's not going to help anymore. Ravina Omar, no, that's what the rabbanon hold. And Rebbe holds no, that if you made chalitza al tnai, the tnai is effective, and if you weren't the kind of tnai, there's no chalitza, maybe you could still say zika shivamim. Ravina Omar, de kule alma yesh tnai b'chalitza. Ravina says everybody holds that you could make a tnai in chalitza. And therefore, if you made a tnai and it wasn't mekuyim, the chalitza is no chalitza and there's still zika. And you could say zika shivam. V'hocha b'tnai kofel k'mifugay. They're arguing whether you need a tnai kofel, if you need a double tnai. If you do this, then it will be a kedushin. If you don't do it, it won't be a kedushin. We learned that from B'nai God and B'nai Reuven, that tnoyim have to be doubled, otherwise the tnai doesn't take effect. And therefore the maisa takes effect even if the tnai was not fulfilled. Mar sover boina tnai kofel. Mar sover lo boina tnai kofel. It's talking in a case where you made a tnai, you didn't double it up, And therefore, the shaila is that tanai, and she wasn't the kind of tanai. Is there a chalitza here or not? If you need tanai kafel, there's no, what's it called, tanai kafel. So even though she wasn't the kind of tanai, the tanai never took effect. And if you don't need a tanai kafel, then the tanai did take effect. She wasn't the kind of it. There is no chalitza. Maybe there's the silzika. That's the machlokas. Okay. Yesh tanai b'chalitza, Rashi, shecholetzla amenashe titin l'masayim zuz. He gave the chalitza on condition that she gives him $200. So normally, if you're not mekayim the tanai, the chalitza is not effective. Rebbe Sover ain't tanai moil the chalitza. Rebbe holds that their tanayim don't affect the chalitza. You can't make a tanai on a chalitza, and therefore, if you made a tanai, it's irrelevant, and the maisa is chal, and the tanai is bottle. Vafilu lo nosnolo ain't tanai moil vavi chalitza. Even if she didn't give him the $200, the chalitza takes effect. Therefore, the chalitza was effective. There's no more zika. And if you said zika shivamim, it doesn't have any effect. Zika shivam abas v'dafkat l'zikasa. Rabbanan yeshnai. Rabbanan hold that tanayim do affect chalitza. And if she didn't give him the $200, there's no chalitza. If there's no chalitza, then there's still zika. If there's still zika, you could say zika shivamim. V'chol kamad lo kaima lo paka zika. That's the machlokas Rebbe and the Rabbanan. Ravina Omar, the kuli alma yeshnai the chalitza. Afagav the kaimel and chalitza mutas kshera. Honey tanai lo svira lehu. Honey tanai lo svira lehu. Even though we paskin that even a mistaken chalitza helps. So surely over here, if you made a tanai and she wasn't the kind of tanai, it's no worse than a mistaken chalitza. Still, these tanoim don't hold it up. They hold the chalitza has to be the kavana, and he could make it tonight. V'hacha b'tanai kofel k'mithuwe. K'gon d'lo kofli b'tanai. He said, this is a chalitza if you give me $200, and he didn't say it's not a chalitza if you didn't give me $200. Rebbe bo'inu t'nai kofel k'tanai b'nei gov me'ruven. Rebbe holds that since t'nayim can affect the chalitza, they have all the dinim of regular t'nayim. We learn from b'nei gov me'ruven that Moshe Rabbeinu told him, if you go over the Yarden, then you'll get your portion here in Eber HaYarden. And if you don't go over the Yarden, you won't get it. So you see, you had to make a Tanai Kofel. V'haidlo kafle, im tisni tehei chalitza, im lo titni lo tehei chalitza. He didn't double the Tanai. He didn't say, if you give me the $200 of chalitza, if you don't give it to me, it's not a chalitza. He just said, I'm only giving you chalitza if you give me $200. That's all he said. So then, since you need a Tanai Kofel, the Tanai is bottle, and the mice is kain. So there is a chalitza. So lo havi tanai to the chalitza. Since he didn't make a tanai kafel, the tanai can't be mavatul the chalitza. There's a chalitza. If there's a chalitza, there's no zika, and he can't say zika shivami. That's Rebbe. And the Rabbanan hold no. You don't need a tanai kafel by chalitza. Any tanai helps, even if you don't want to kofel it. And there, you do need a tanai kafel. Yeah, you don't need a tanai kafel. Therefore, even if you didn't say a tanai kafel, the tanai takes effect. And if she wasn't Mekayim, there's no Chalitza. The Mele over here, there's no Chalitza, so there is still Zika. If there's still Zika, you could say Zika Shivami. Okay. Let's go on. Cholatz v'osam Maimer v'nosam geru bo'al. You gave Chalitza, and then you made Maimer. Or you gave a get. Not all of these things together. You were Cholatz, and then you made Maimer, after Chalitza. Or after the Chalitza, you gave a get. Right? Or you were boel. So Moses says, "Minisne nami einacher biyaklum." Why did it only say the case that if you gave chalitza, then did anything after that, nothing is effective? Because once you have the chalitza, takes away the zika completely, and nothing else is effective after that. Okay, that's the Rameir. Okay, why did Rameir also say einacher biyaklum? That if you were miyabim her, and then did any of those things afterwards, also doesn't help. There's no effect. Right, Gemara says, Abaye v'Rava, Damri Tarvayu, Tani, Ein Achar Bia, Klum, Ein Chanami. Abaye v'Rava had a different gears than the Mishnah. And it said in the Mishnah, Ein Achar Bia, Klum, that once you made Chalitza, there's nothing afterwards that could take effect. And the same thing, once you were Meyabin with Bia, there's nothing after that could take effect. Finished. The Tana Didon, why didn't our Tana, the version we have, not Abaye and Rava's version of the Mishnah, a version we have of the Mishnah, why doesn't Itaka mention it? because he wanted to emphasize the thing that's going to be mat to her to marry someone else, not the yibum for this guy, right? If you made chalitza and she's mutter to marry anybody else, nothing else is going to have an effect on her. But to tell me that if you made yibum when she's married to this guy, after that nothing has effect, the Tana wasn't interested in telling me that. Rashi. V'nisne nomi ein lacher biyaklum. The ha biya shaychel a meimer b'seifa diktani o boal v'osa meimer v'nosin get v'cholas. The seifa should have said the same thing. Or if you made biya and then you did any one of the other things, doesn't have any effect. The ha o k'tani ubi boal v'osa meimer o boal v'nosin get my chalitza ikon. Over there is no chalitza. Over there it's talking about you made the yibum or whatever. So why didn't it say the case of bi'ila and after that there's nothing? Tani ein lacher biyaklum, the lo tzorich l'mishne nomi ein lacher chalitza klum ein echanami. Abai and Rava hold that that's what it should say in the Mishnah. Ein lacher biyaklum, the only case it said is biya and then there's nothing else after that. And it didn't mention ein lacher chalitza klum. The Mishnah only said ein lacher biyaklum. And once it said that, it didn't have to tell me ein lacher chalitza klum. The kima the tani ein lacher biyaklum, hu adin nomi dein lacher chalitza. Same reason. The yibum finishes off the inyan completely, so does the chalitza. So just like ein lacher biyaklum, ein lacher chalitza klum. The lishna klilahu lemisnechada o biyo chalitza. It was a nicer way of not being redundant of saying one of them. And ein achinami, the one that was said was ein lacher biyaklum. And for that I can learn chalitza. The Tana didon delo noket bia. Why did our Tana say ein lacher bia klum? Why did our Tana say ein lacher chalitza klum? The afagav the airi bo b'seifa. Even though the seifa mentions o boal, it should have said after that. And after that deal, there's nothing. But he did mention bi'ila, but it didn't say ein lacher bia klum. It said ein lacher chalitza klum. Why did he choose to say the ein lacher chalitza, not the ein lacher bia? Mishum de heter yivama l'shuk chavivalei, because he wanted more to tell us the way that she'll become mutter to marry other people, right? L'oruye, that's what he wanted to teach me. Uminasha mina de'nachar biyaklum. From there you learn that de'nachar biyaklum. Because you only have to say one of them. Our Tana held, I'd rather tell you the one that's matter her to the world. And Abai and Rava said the Tana would rather tell you the case of Bia, which is a normal case of Yibum, and chalitza, you'll learn from it. Uminosha mina de'nachar biyaklum. The tricha l'tana l'misnei tarte einachar bia v'einachar chalitza klum. The Tana didn't want to be redundant and say both of them, so either it said one or it said the other, and two different opinions which one the Mishnah said.